Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 16, we were taught that we, as Christians, get so much more out of a preacher's message when we have our own personal understanding of the Bible. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Sometimes God has to bring us to that point, but you want to get to know the voice of the God so you know what is holy and acceptable unto Him, and you won't do that unless you just get into His Word. It was also in the year of 1974 that I first read the Bible through all the way in 1 year. And it was interesting how all of a sudden these preachers I'd heard all these years, all of a sudden their sermons, some of the same sermons I'd already heard them preach, had so much more in them now. You see, the problem had not been the preachers. The problem had been me, not being in the Word. You may think there's a problem with your preacher, and you say, well, I say, well, is he preaching false doctrine? Well, no. Is he tolerating sin and trying to bring in the worldliness? No. Maybe the fault's in your own heart, and you're blaming the preacher. Be very careful of that. And so get to know God's voice in your heart and read His Word, meditate in His Word, get to know His Word so well that you'll know what is holy and acceptable unto Him. Always strive to do your best for the Lord. Strive to get better. Stay in the Word of God daily as the foundation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Not just saving faith, but the Christian faith. Now, David not only is a choir boy. Notice verse 18. It said that he was a man of war, prudent in matters, and a comely person. The Lord is with him. War, prudent, valiant. Well, he had killed a lion and a bear, and maybe that's what people found out about. We look at chapter 17, verses 34 and 35, we read this. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, smote him, and delivered it out of the mouth. When he arose against me, I cut him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both of the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David was jealous for his God. He wasn't afraid of the giant because he was smarter and he knew what he could do with his sling. He was living in the power of God and knew that God could overcome that giant and that he was just going to go in the power of God. Now, would you question if a man of war and is valiant, would you question that David was a man of war and valiant? I really don't see a whole lot before that that proves that. So he's not in the army. He has not killed Goliath at this point that Saul is brought in before Saul. He's just told about him. And prudent? Prudent means insightful, discerning, and understanding. Can you read some of the Psalms already written by him at this time and say otherwise? David was the particular man. Men with Saul had heard about him. Maybe some knew and had kept it quiet about what happened in Bethlehem when Samuel anointed him. David excelled by giving his all to Christ. David became the best. The best at what? Being a man after God's heart, or after those things that please God. In finding the right man, they found a godly man for the problem. And that's the secret in finding the right man. Make sure he's a godly man, whether you're seeking a pastor, a youth director, a song leader, or Sunday school teacher, or any other type of ministry in your church. And then we see next a profitable friend to have. Let's read verses 20 through 23. He says, "And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Now we see a difference. David loved Saul greatly, verse 21 tells us. Verse 20 shows Saul is king, but he receives a victory from David's hand. Saul is given more than he actually asked for. If you let God have total control, he'll use you so you can bless others more than they thought possible. Here's David playing, and the spirit of the Lord in him is greater than the evil spirit that was afflicting Saul. And again, you look at verse 23, it says, "And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. And Saul was refreshed and well, and the evil spirit departed from him." We're not told that David sung, but don't you think that those were words, were the words, the music was the music of heaven? And it was greater than the music of the world. David didn't have to be a preacher. He only had to be filled with the Holy Spirit. My friend, you can be a blessing if you'll walk in the Spirit of Christ. You see, being filled with the Spirit, again, does not deal with how much of the Spirit do you have, because you have all of them if you're saved. Rather, it's dealing with how much of you does the Spirit have. And if the Spirit has all of you, then you can be a blessing and an instrument in God's hand. And as 1 Corinthians chapter 29, verse 12 tells us that it's his hand, that is the Lord's hand, that makes great and gives strength unto all. Today, we send depressed people to counselors. But as a Christian, I have found Psalm 119, verse 24, "Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors." Years ago, a man wanted to have me sent to a counselor. My answer was very interesting indeed, probably, to him. I said, "Man, I'm going to counseling every day for about an hour." Man, had no idea. He had no idea I was going to counseling every day for an hour until I shared with him this verse, "Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors." I said, "I felt that since Jesus Christ is called the counselor, and you couldn't beat him as a counselor, so I just thought I'd get my counsel from him." For some reason or other, this man thought I needed a religious counselor that didn't even have the same doctrine. Well, here we are years later, and God still has this crazy preacher here in his place. Good friends, the best friends, are friends who use scriptures to instruct you and to help you. Seek God's word. Let it be your counselor. If I counsel anybody without the Word of God and things work out for them, they're going to say, "Oh, what a great thing." But understand, what works out for them may be momentary. And in the long run, it's worse. As a pastor, the counsel I give must be the counsel of the Lord. He has the answers, not me. All I am is his messenger. to relate His word to you. Well, we see the plague refreshed Saul and made him well. But this gave Saul relief. The relief was only temporary. Well, why is that? Because he didn't continue walking with the Lord as he ought. Now, some people get relief over drugs, alcohol, depression, and so forth through yoga, through transcendental meditation, and all this Eastern junk that they're doing now, contemplative thought, contemplative religion, contemplative prayer. Empty your mind. Let it be blank. And let whatever happens get you in touch with that other being. My friend, that is straight out of hell. That is of the devil, and people caught up in that are totally deceived and do not know it. You're not deceived if you know it. So they're deceived, but they don't know it, you see. And so the word of God is your counsel. They have perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, the Bible tells us. So keep your mind on Christ. The work of righteousness, that is obedience to the word of God, shall be peace. Speaking of peace in the heart. What David does is temporary help for Saul. That evil spirit could and would come back, just like the devil would come back after Christ later, after he lost the battle in the wilderness against Jesus. He still comes back. We can be a blessing, and someone can be a blessing to us. But understand, the benefits may only be temporal. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 29, we read this, "Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Of course, we see as the blessing is passed from Abraham to Isaac and now to Jacob. In Numbers 24, Jacob is Israel, by the way, "He couched, he lay down as a lion, and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee." Oh, that's true, and we're not going to go into that, but that's still true today. God blesses those that bless Israel, and he curses those that curse Israel. But when you bless the right people, it becomes a blessing to you. But still, without Saul repenting and turning back to righteousness, Saul's relief is only going to be temporal. There comes a point when God gives up. In verse 1 of this chapter, it said, "The Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?"
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.